This is Ozarks at Large. It's also March 7th, 2013. And joining me now is Jody Besnoska, Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hi.
Hello.
March 7th.
I know.
Wow.
Moving right along.
Busy, busy, busy.
Well, it's kind of a quiet weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's Sona Saturday night.
Yep.
But other than that, it's...
Other than that, March is a little bit of, what is the saying? It's a little bit of a lamb for us.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of programming going on, mostly because of spring break.
Right.
You know, but so yes, we do have Sona Masterworks, the 7:30 concert on Saturday. I believe there will be a pre-show conversation, probably in Star Theater. They usually start those about 6:45. And then skip ahead to the 14th of March. That's a Thursday. We have Sir James Galway and Lady Jean Galway, their concert. Lots of it's a great timing on that one for St. Patrick's Day because they will be playing Irish jigs, Irish music. We'll have a little Irish celebration going on in the lobby.
Green beer?
I hope so. If not green beer, green drinks,
yeah.
For sure. But that will be fun. And, you know, it's really fun for us when we get to have legendary people like this on our stage. I mean, he's the Yo-Yo Ma of the flute. So that's the 14th, that's Thursday. On the 15th, which is Friday, One Night of Queen is returning. We had this show about 2 or 3 years ago. It's a fantastic concert. Obviously you can't hear Queen, but you can hear these guys. They're Gary Mullen and The Works, and they are sort of the top-level tribute band to Queen, and they do all the songs that you love.
So Bohemian Rhapsody,
oh, yeah.
Under Pressure,
mm-hmm.
All those.
Fat
yeah.
Bottom Girls, We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a party. It's a great show. That's an 8 o'clock show on the 15th. That one is nearing sellout, so don't wait on that one. On the 16th, we will have the Gregoire Marais Quartet, and he is our final Starlight Jazz artist. He is a jazz harmonica player. So excited for him. He will do two concerts at 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. That's in Star Theater. So that's your last shot for jazz in the Intimate Theater for the Walton Arts Center season. I know the KOAF season picks up after that. And then let's skip ahead to the 28th of March, also a Thursday, I believe. That will be Mr. Garrison Keillor doing his brand new retrospective.
Okay.
That will be a 7 o'clock performance, and I believe that one is also, if not sold out, it is very close. And then Circa, which was our next show on our 10x10 art series, will be on the 30th of March. Circa is a... I mean, obviously, because the name says Circa.
Cirque Eloise, Cirque du Soleil.
It's. I would say that it's similar to those, but it's going to be more like a dance show than a, you know, circus show. They will have elements of circus, but it is going to be a little bit more of a modern dance kind of interpretation of it.
Not quite as much acrobatic.
Right.
And
right.
And you flying know, from the ceiling.
Yeah,
or
you probably won't have clowns or anything like that, you know, but you will have, you know, people trained in this art form performing in a little bit more of a modern dance way. So kind of intrigued for that. And that one also selling very well. So don't wait too long to get your tickets for that. And I can't really believe it's time to look ahead into April. But April is busy. Lots going on April.
Oh, I was kind of looking forward to that calendar as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
April 2nd, the Washington Regional Gala that they do every year will have Cool in the Gang. Let's see. The University of Arkansas Inspirational Choir will perform on the 4th. And we will have on the 6th of April, the first of our Arts for Animals series. This is a new sort of partnership we're doing with the Humane Society where we're inviting people to purchase tickets to shows with animal themes.
Which is so cool.
Yeah, and for every ticket you buy during the month of March, we'll give $1 to the Humane Society. And so April 6th will be the first show in that lineup, and that's the Popovich Comedy Pet Theater.
That's awesome, because animal
yeah.
lovers are already going to these animal shows,
yeah.
and so they're probably very thrilled to know that
yeah.
some of their money's going to the
Yeah, we love
Humane
it,
Society.
Because for some reason we have all these animal shows this spring.
Yeah.
We have the Comedy Pet Theater, we have War Horse, we have Scooby-Doo, we have Jungle Jack Hanna coming as part of Artisphere, and a couple of others. So that's the first week of April. The second week of April is all about Anything Goes from the 9th through the 14th. Multiple performances of that, lots of tickets available for that. Don't miss that show. It's so wonderful, so beautiful. It's the Cole Porter musical with all of those Cole Porter standards. And it's produced by the Roundabout Theater Company, which is one of the few nonprofit theater companies on Broadway. And so we like that.
Right.
You know, we love it when the nonprofit company there can tour because they...
It's expensive to tour.
It's very expensive. It's very expensive to put a show up on Broadway. So if a nonprofit theater company can do it, you know it's really good. Mm-hmm. So that's the 9th through the 14th. And let's see. Theater Squared is going to kick off their final show on April 18th, Next to Normal, wonderful Broadway musical. And then on the 19th of April, we'll have the Caravan Sarai, the second Caravan Sarai performance.
They're coming back.
Yeah, which is going to be really, really great.
Moroccan.
Yes, we're focused on Morocco, but it's not the same musicians that we had last time.
Right.
This time it's the Orchestra of Fez. And then the Monterey Jazz Festival on tour on the 20th of April. So that's coming up too. All kinds.
And then American Idiot also.
Yes, and then American Idiot at the end of April. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about Hair, and Hair was the new rock musical of the 60s. And American Idiot is being billed in a similar way, like the new rock musical of the 21st century. It's based on the album, the Green Day album, and it has some similar themes to Hair. It's about young people transitioning out of being kids and transitioning into being adults, and there's, you know, with the war sort of behind them and driving the drama of the show. And I did want to also mention that we put Delbert McClinton on sale. He's coming back on May 5th.
Okay.
So that's only a couple months away, and so short time period to get your tickets for that.
Okay. All right. And people can get their tickets.
Get their tickets at waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600 or come down to the box office and visit us.
Okay. Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.
Jody Beznoska is Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center.